It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Ryan Maughan. He is the new superintendent of schools for the Emory County School District. We're going to talk about, you know, where he's been, where he's worked at in the past and in the area, and some of his items he wants to focus on as superintendent. And then, of course, we've got to talk about some construction projects that are going on, because there's quite a few going on over in the Emory School District. Superintendent Maughan, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm excited for it.
Well, now, it's been, when do you officially start, or when did you officially start?
So July 1, so I guess it's been 2 weeks.
A couple weeks you've been at it already.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with, kind of give people a little background into you. I've known you for quite a while, but that was because you were a principal at my kid's school over here in Helper. So was that really the first district or first job you took over in this area?
Yeah, it was. Previous to that, I taught severe and profound special education in Iron County at a place called Canyon Middle School.
Okay. And then how long were you the principal at Sally Morrow there?
I was there 5 years, and I had both of your children there. I had Peyton and Bryce.
Both of them, yep, were there for that. And then from there you moved over to the Emory District. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was an opportunity to become special education director and assessment and a few other things, but the interest was based on the special education piece.
And was that the position that you held until you took over as superintendent?
Yes, it was. I've been doing that 5 years now, and this is the new change. So
you're kind of been working in the district over in Emory County for about 5 years. You've kind of seen what goes on and how things do. Do you feel like it's going to be an easy transition for you?
I think for me it'll be an easy transition. I have a lot of support and a lot of great people. I think getting used to me in certain capacities.
And so you're headed for it now and full steam ahead. And I guess let's just dig right into it. What are going to be, as superintendents, you know, when they come in, when a new superintendent comes in, there are certain things that they like to focus on. And of course, you know, reading is always one of those things that's at the top of the list. So what kind of things do you want to focus on as you take the helm of the Emory County School District?
I think the focus is student opportunities, and that's opportunities within education and life outcomes. Focus for me within that is instructional improvement to make sure that we're meeting the needs of students for their education, literacy being primary and in all aspects, as well as supporting students with the barriers that affect education. So with a priority with social emotional learning and how we meet the needs of students so they can be successful in education.
And one thing that, as we spoke earlier on the phone, or before we got on the air, I was talking to Superintendent Salas over here, and I'd like to get your take on it. She had mentioned that she would like to see students more involved in their schools with, like, clubs and extracurricular activities and things like that. Do you see that as a good, you know, a plus over there? Because, like you were saying, the social interaction and those kinds of things?
I think it's very meaningful. I think when you give a child a purpose and a sense of belonging, it builds a lot for them as well as creates more opportunities and success.
All right, and it just kind of, once again, it helps the schools to succeed, helps your students to succeed, and things like that. Are you encouraged with where the Emory District sits right now? How are they sitting? I know it was really hard to kind of judge things after the way the COVID year was and everything, but do you feel like headed into this year with COVID hopefully behind us, you guys are ready to take on just about anything?
I think so. I think with COVID, you saw the true character of people and the educators, just the willingness to do whatever they could to provide an opportunity for students. And that was extremely meaningful. So, yeah, when you see that and the performance through those hard situations, yeah, you're very comfortable moving forward, realizing that whatever is thrown at you, we're going to have people with genuine care for children and the community, and they're going to do everything they can to allow that child to be successful.
Absolutely. Now, we need to talk for just a moment before I let you go. You've got quite a few construction projects going on over there. You've got basically they're going to get a brand new school at Emory High School. In Farron Elementary will be a brand new school, and then you've got some construction on a couple of new classrooms that are going to go on in Green River. Is this kind of a daunting thing for you to take on when you first walk in the door, or you know, have you kind of been seeing what's going on and you feel like you're a little ready for that?
I've seen a lot of what's going on and the process for it to come about. We've had a lot of community support and willingness to support this bond and the building. There's a lot going on. We're going to be providing meaningful facilities for student education and a great piece for the community. And there's some barriers that come with it. How do we meet the needs and how do we adjust classrooms? Our administrators, our teachers, very flexible, very adaptable. And we're going to see some just great buildings, and we're going to see a lot of adaptability for students to receive education along the way.
Once again, like you said, if you can make it through COVID, construction's nothing, right?
I don't know about nothing, but we have fantastic people that are ready for the task.
All right. Hey, Superintendent Ryan Mon with the Emory School District, thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us. And we invite you back anytime you want to come on. We'll get you on the air and we'll talk about what's going on over there, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and I'm excited. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And congratulations one more time. That's Superintendent Ryan Mon with the Emory School District. Now, if you have any questions about this interview or others, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.